across Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
He keeps saying to me, "Mummy, when I'm in reception, I'll wear the uniform. You know, I'll go for lunch." Yeah. All of these kind of things. And it's heartbreaking for me to think, to tell him that he can't do that. To tell him he can't go to school with his best friend.
For Sarah Tobin, there is no other choice. Her son's been offered a place at a primary school 3 miles away from Coddicott, which isn't practical. Like many parents, she works full-time. And four-year-old Henry has already made friends at preschool, who he'll now have to be separated from. Sarah's petition has gained over 700 signatures, including these parents in the same plight.
I think we had 40 in the class at the time, and there was no question of no one not getting in. That's been totally overlooked this year.
It's the only school around the area which is outstanding by Ofsted.
Yeah.
And more and more people want to bring their children to these schools.
And parents to be strung up for the whole of August is just absolutely crazy.
Hertfordshire County Council said it's against the law to allocate places based on the length of time a family's lived in an area. But that is little consolation.
There was a family history day in a village on Saturday, and my son was in, I think, 7 of those family trees. If he can't go to the school, he is not going to be a part of this community. He's not going to have his care provided by his family like he does now. So it's not just his friends, it's his family he'll be cut off from. And it's not fair.